Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brandt moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Powell moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Roberts covering. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Batty juggles the ball. That's an error on Batty. Powell moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roberts hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Hansen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Georges Miranda now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch hits for Georges Miranda. Billy Heft now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Landreth moves to third. Heft moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreth scores. Heft scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landreth bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Allen covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Heft covering. Safe. Allison moves to third. Batty moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 8-4, Orioles. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Orioles. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 8-6, Orioles. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to third. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.